contributor to the Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. And now your host, Pastor Buddy Johnson.
Praise y'all, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and we're glad to have you aboard tonight on the Shepherd's Call. We've got a great show lined up for you, and we hope that you stay tuned. Call a friend or a neighbor and tell them that the Shepherd's Call is on the air. You won't want to miss tonight's program. If you're concerned about the situation in the world today, and you are equally concerned about your soul and where you're going to be weighed in the balance and found wanting, you're going to need to listen to this program tonight. Don't miss it. Call a friend. Praise Yahweh. We believe it is an important message, one of the most important topics that we'll discuss tonight, probably on the format of our ministry. Praise Yahweh. We welcome you aboard. We're thankful for all the support, all the encouragement, all the calls, and things of that nature that we have since we've come to Truth Radio. I'd like to tell you tonight that our show is sponsored by Miracle 2, praise Yahweh, and also that you can contact our sponsors at this telephone number. Now, these are toll-free numbers. Let me give them to you up front before I get started here, and then I'll give them to you at the bottom of the hour. If you're west of the Mississippi, simply call 877-289-7439. And if you're east of the Mississippi, you can call 888-281-7320. So we're thankful for Miracle 2 because it provides us a voice on Truth Radio. And also tonight, we would like to make an announcement. The Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy is going to be moving also onto shortwave radio. And we're going on 6.690. That's on your upper sideband of shortwave. And so we're very excited about that. If you would like to contact Steve Anderson with the Patriot Truth Radio in Somerset, Kentucky, his email address is simply bulldogradio621@hotmail.com. And you can get in touch with Steve. And tell these folks when you call our toll-free numbers here for Miracle 2. This is a miracle product. We'll talk about it right after the first half of the show. And we'll tell you a little bit about what Miracle 2 does. So we're very excited about what's coming down for the Shepherd's Call and how it relates to the truth as we go forth. Now, tonight we want you to get in your Bibles. We would like to ask you to turn to the 24th chapter of the book of Joshua in English. And we're going to start at verse 8. And I brought you into the land of the Amorites, which dwelt on the other side of Jordan. And they fought with you, and I gave them unto your hand. And you would possess their land, and I destroyed them from before you. Then Balak, the son of Zippor, king of Moab, here it is, arose and warred against Israel and sent and called Balaam, the son of Beor, to curse you. But I would not hearken unto Balaam. Therefore, he blessed you still. And so I delivered you out of the hand of Balak. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. And you went over Jordan and came unto Jericho, and the men of Jericho fought against you, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Gigasites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I delivered them into your hand. Now listen to this astounding scripture, verse 12 of Joshua chapter 24, and I sent the hornet before you, which drave them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with the sword, no, not with the bow. Now, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, our message is going to be entitled, The Balak Plan, The Plot to Destroy a Race of People Upon the Earth. Well, you know, genocide laws are already in place in Washington, D.C., in our government, for purposes that will probably soon be displayed. So we're going to talk about genocide of a race. And, of course, we're going to talk tonight about a blushing race. And this blushing race is the, we believe, to be the seed of Jacob Israel. Now, we're going to read you a very peculiar verse of Scripture here. And this is on Ezra, and it's chapter 9. For they have, we're going to start at verse 2, because the Levites have not separated themselves, according to verse 1, from the people of the lands, and doing according to their abominations, even to the Canaanites. Now remember, Yahweh had driven them out, and Israel had possessed their land. But here came the enticing Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, and the Moabites, which Balaam and Balak were members of that particular group of people. So keep this in mind. For they have taken of their daughters. Now remember what Joshua told Israel not to do that? That Yahweh would frown on these things. And we're talking about racial interbreeding or race mixing, ladies and gentlemen, a subject that is very touchy today. But we're going to deal with it. And we're going to deal with it in the word of Yahweh. And we're going to bring line upon line and precept upon precept of the truth that will deliver you ultimately if you take courage and encourage yourself and keep yourself unspotted or unmixed from other races. Now, this is according to the Scriptures. They have taken of their daughters, the Canaanite daughters, for themselves. Now, these are the Levites. And their sons, so that the holy seed has mingled themselves with the people of these lands. Now, my question to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is it still against the divine laws of Yahweh to mingle with other races of people, especially those that Yahweh has warned us not to? I believe yes. Yea, and the hand of the princes and the rulers, and they have been chief in the trespass. Now, here's the point I want to make here. I told you it was a blushing royal race, this holy seed that is spoken in the Scriptures here. And as Russ said, when I heard this, when he heard that there had been race mixing in the camp, and that they had offspring that couldn't even speak the language of Israel, the Hebrew, then I hear this, I rent my garment and my mantle. I plucked off the hair of my head. Can you see the President of the United States today? If he was to take issue with the Scriptures and believe the word of Yahweh, he wouldn't have any hair left. Very interesting here. I plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard and sat down astonished and said, Oh my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift my face to you, for our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespasses have grown into the heavens. Reminds you of Genesis 6. And as it was in the days of Noah, Genesis 6, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. For they were marrying, interracial marriages, ladies and gentlemen. And here Ezra had the ability to be ashamed for the sins of Israel, and he blushed. Now, what race, I ask you, upon the earth tonight, has the ability to blush? Only the Aryan race, and only does the Aryan race have a conscience, is the proven fact that the Orientals and other races in the earth, especially the evil Nakash, the Canaanites, have not the ability to blush. Praise Yahweh. So we're talking about a blushing people and a divine plot against them. And tonight it's called the Balak Plan. Now, let me give you some text from the book of Josephus in the book Antiquities, book 4, chapter 6, verses 1 through 2. Now, this is the writing of Josephus. Now, who was Josephus? He was the author of Antiquities. He was widely read in the last century, and many Christian families named their children after him. He recorded in detail the fall of Jerusalem and the ancient history of both Israel and Judah. He was the last scholar to enter and remove sacred texts from the temple before it was destroyed. His works fill gaps in biblical stories that can be filled nowhere else with history, and these stories were accepted by Roman and Christian historians alike. Well, let's see what Josephus wrote about the Balak plan. Balak, the king of the Moabites. Recording now out of Antiquities chapter 6 of book 4. Balak, the king of the Moabites. He saw how great the Israelites had grown, and he was much affrighted. He did not judge it prudent to fight against them. Balaam, the prophet of Moab, lived by the Euphrates, and he was the greatest of the prophets in that region at that time. It was desired of Balak that he might implicate curses to the destruction of these Israelites that were crossing the plains of Moab. So Balaam told him that God had raised him to great reputation on account of the truth of his predictions, and not to persist in their enmity against the Israelites. Antiquities chapter 4, or book 4, chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Thus, the prophet Balaam advised Balak, the ruler of the Moabites, that he must do the following. Now, here is the evil. Remember, Balaam is spoken of in the book of Jude, that most people today have ran greedily after the error of Balaam. Now, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. You see, money and power and riches and beauty, the Hollywood scene, the capital of the world for all the filth that comes into the world, 90% comes out of Hollywood. Oh, idols of wood and stone, hay and stubble, and most of them are into the cocaine business, if you know what I mean. He advised Balak, he said, if you gain a victory over the Israelites, then you must follow my directions. Set out the most handsomest and beautiful of your daughters. Then send them to be near the Israelites. And when they are enamored of them, persuade the Israelites to leave off their obedience to their own laws that was given by Yahweh, their Elohim. For by this means, Yahweh will then be angry at them. And when Balaam had suggested this counsel to Balak, he went his way. Ladies and gentlemen, you understand the dumbass speaking forbade the madness of this prophet when he corrected him. This Balaam did. He suggested that and gave them advice by making use of which our enemies had well nigh corrupted the whole multitude of the Hebrews with their vows. This is in the book of Antiquities, book 4, chapter 6, verse 6 through 13. So it is written by a reputable historian that they had a divine plot. The enemy had a plot to curse Israel, and they couldn't beat them in war, man-to-man combat. And so this is the way that they devised the plan, to set out the most handsome of their children, the Moabites, and the Gigasites, and the Canaanites, who are all serpent seed descendants, by the way, and they begin to entice the Israelites. And here we find in the book of Ezra, as Ezra blushed in his face when he found out that even the priest of Yahweh had gone across the borders and married into these vile, corrupt Nakash, the enemy, Satan's children, mixing with the holy seed. And today we've got the Judeo-Christian ministers standing in the bullbox pulpit approving of race mixing, and they even marry them in their altars. These are altars of Baal, where they worship the Lord Baal. And they make it quite clear that they are in on the plot to destroy Jacob Israel. Now one must clearly understand the point being made here that strangers unable to destroy the Israelites openly then made them violate Yahweh's law against intermarriage. Oh, now, ladies and gentlemen, in the time remaining of this exciting, informative information that we've got as a show for you tonight, we'll tell you the scriptures and give you reference where Yahweh forbade interracial marriage with other races. And today, ladies and gentlemen, there is a warning cry gone out by the prophets of Yahweh. We raise our voice, we raise our heart, and we lift every effort that we have to speak the word with authority that Yahweh is against intermarrying with other races. Remember to keep yourself unspotted from the world. If they could be made to violate Yahweh's law, then their own God would destroy his own people. Let me give you a scripture, Hosea 4 and 6. My people, this is the seed of Israel, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Ladies and gentlemen, when we go to the world and when we turn our back on the laws and covenants of Yahweh, when we begin to interracially marry into other races, we have violated the divine principle of Yahweh, and no wonder Ezra blushed. If he was here today, he would faint in the middle of the blushing spell that would come upon him. But we have been conditioned slowly and purposefully to accept interracial marriages to be the norm rather than the exception. Ladies and gentlemen, it is against the Bible. And I speak that for every race that wants to remain pure. Not only the white race is in danger of being eliminated from the earth, and a sub-cultural race created in their place. I'll give you an example. Our own president, Bill Clinton, when he was president, was speaking to a group of Hispanics. And he said, you are my ideal of what America must become. An interracial race that has mixed to the point that they're neither black or white or yellow or brown. Maybe we'll turn green. Some of us will. Why? Because our blood is beginning to boil. Our face is blushing in our face. Hallelujah. Why? Because our blood has raised to the conscious level that we know that we're in peril of losing or becoming extinct as a white people upon the earth. Now, the Muslim black race, they understand these principles that Brother Buddy's teaching tonight. And if you black brothers and sisters that's listening to our show tonight, please do not take offense. We're not talking about you in general. We're talking about the divine laws of Yahweh being broken. You've got a place here. Praise Yahweh. But your own race is now part of the plot of a certain sect upon the earth to destroy both the black and the white race by intermixing them with the yellow race and creating an oriental Canaanite mixture upon the earth, and it should not be so, praise Yahweh. So, go to your nearest Muslim assembly. Forsake these Christian ball boxes that are promoting interracial dating and marriage. It is against the laws of Yahweh, and when we get through tonight, you will know the rest of the story. Why? Because Yahweh, God, absolutely forbids racial intermarriage. The word teaches, number one, thou shalt not take to thee a wife of the Canaanites, but thou shalt go to my kindred, Abraham said, and take a wife. In Genesis chapter 24, verses 3 and 4. Now, listen to what our father Abraham instructed his servant when he was seeking a wife for Isaac, do not take a wife of a racial people that's other than my own. And so then the servant went out to his own people. Abraham, we believe, was a Caucasian. We believe he had the ability to bless because we believe Ezra was a descendant son of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So then he had the ability to bless. Only one race upon the earth, ladies and gentlemen, and that is the divine plot of the Balak clan, is to cease from this earth a conscious race that can bless and remember to keep the laws of Yahweh. We have been slowly conditioned to accept all these substandard rules, and we'll go whoring with these other races. We have transgressed against our God and have taken strange alien wives of the people of the land. Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 20 through 27. Now, the word strange is norke, means alien foreign. Ladies and gentlemen, anything that's alien to Israel is foreign and is a stranger. Well, we come to our bottom part, and we'll be back just in a moment with part two of the Balak Clan. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call. You're in the night sky with Brother Buddy. Stay tuned. Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, and you're listening to the Shepherd's Call. Call a friend and tell them that we're on the radio each evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're discussing the Balak plan. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an area where many preachers, for fear of losing their congregation, will not dare to tread. Well, we're taking on the truth tonight, and the truth is setting us free. You see, when you separate yourself from those that walk disorderly, and not after the commandments of Yahweh. Remember, we need to return to Yahweh and keep ourselves pure and unspotted from the world. You see, there's one thing that will not forgive you, and that is when you racially, interracially mix your blood with another race, because you produce the Norki, and that is a stranger, one that's alien to Yahweh's laws and covenants. Now, listen, as we go quickly, and we're going to start in Hosea chapter 5, verse 7. For they have dealt treacherously against Yahweh. For they have begotten strange children. Oh, my, my. That word again there is Zoah, which means, Strong's number 2114, a foreigner or a stranger or a profane race of people. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible said he that commits fornication sins against his own body. Fornication is race mixing, and you will be held accountable, for your blood will cloud into the earth. When Yahweh kills the offspring of the unacceptable, for everything that is tares and briars and thorns is nigh unto cursing, and Yahweh will gather them up in the last days, and he will burn them, and they will be slayed, those that transgress his laws. We're talking about Jacob Israel in his presence. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on a serious matter here tonight. Praise Yahweh. It says here, Ezra the priest stood and said, you have transgressed, and you have taken strange wives. Now separate yourselves from the people of the land and from the strange wives until the wrath of our God plague us not, and this matter be turned from us. Ezekiel chapter 10, verses 10 through 14. Neither shall thou make marriages with them, thy daughter, and thou shalt not give to thy son, nor his daughter shall thou take unto thy son. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 3. Listen to me again. Neither shall thou make marriages with these strangers. Who are they? The Canaanites. And the off-blood race, the human colors, praise Yahweh. Hear not to mix with them or mingle your seed with them, because you're to remain a pure people, a Goshen people. And ladies and gentlemen, the penalty is death for the seed of the offspring of all those that mix their seed with these illegal strangers. Now, verse 6, we have transgressed against our God. We have taken strange, that is, again, the word norke, and that is Strong's number 5237. It means a strange woman. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 27, the Bible said a whore is a deep pit, and a strange woman will lead you there. What does that mean? Look up the word strange again. And it's Strong's number 5237, which means a profane woman or a woman of an alien race, one that's not acceptable to Yahweh. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight we have race mixing, raging across the land. And the Bible said, oh, we're going to get into some very, very powerful and fearful scriptures to show you the consequences of race mixing. It should not be, ladies and gentlemen. If you're black and stay within your own race. Keep your race pure, because Yahweh made you originally like you are. And if you mix your race, then you have tainted your blood. If you're white, do not mix with any other race, because you've tainted your blood with the strangers of the land. And Yahweh will hold you accountable, and you shall not escape the wrath that is to come upon this end time generation. And for such things, the flood came in upon the ungodly, and they all perished, as did Korah in his gainsaying. The Bible says in the 6th chapter of Genesis, they were marrying and giving in marriage to strangers, or strangers of the land. We're talking about Jacob, Israel. Praise Yahweh. Now notice this. Therefore, let us make a covenant with our God to put away all the wives and such as are born to them according to the commandment of our Yahweh. And we're now in the scriptures to give you the rest of the story. Praise Yahweh. Notice, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a race war, not against the races, but to keep the races pure. And the devil has come along, and he said, anytime you talk about race, then you'll become a racial outcast, because society has branded those that speak against race mixing as racist. And ladies and gentlemen, the scriptures will agree with all the races of the earth that are commanding their seed to keep themselves unspotted from the world. Who would you rather be, on Yahweh's side or on the side of the world governments that are encouraging the race mixing? Ladies and gentlemen, we are in for trouble. This merely brings Israel into contact with strangers, and then they let nature do the rest. Our schools are turned into armed camps. The teachers are afraid to step outside of the barred up and the electronic control classrooms for their own safety. There's policemen after policemen trying to bring order, and they fail to do so because of this racial mixing in the last days. We're going back to the days of Noah, when they were race mixing. Ladies and gentlemen, go back to the 6th chapter and see the rest of the story. The 10 commandments were in the beginning. They were proclaimed by Yahweh himself. Abraham followed them, and he was a righteous man long before Moses. And they were publicly taught from city to city, and they were engraved upon monuments and doorposts. Even the children were familiar with the precepts of the law, in a term invariably equivalent to the law of Moses given by Yahweh on Mount Sinai and inscribed in the books of Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, and other books used by the Messiah. Since gods and kings can only be known by what they require the people, the Christian God is known by his requirements. Hence, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. the word that was God placed his curse upon the Balak plan of the old world order that is now the new world order, and it places its curse on the Balak plan that is the cornerstone now of international Canaanite plot to destroy Israel. Now quickly we're going over to the book of Deuteronomy, and we're going to start in the book of Deuteronomy, and we're going to read chapter 7, verse 1. And when Yahweh shall bring thee into the land where thou go to possess it, and he's cast out the Hittites and the Gibeonites and the Amorites and the Canaanites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites, seven nations greater than thou thyself. And when Yahweh shall deliver you from them, then thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them. Thou shalt make no covenant with them, nor show mercy unto them. Ladies and gentlemen, the question is raging in my heart right now, and I beg an answer here. Are there any Canaanites in the earth today? And the answer would be, we don't see any. Nobody calls herself a Canaanite. Those are evil people. Well, let me assure you that the Bible said there are more children in the dark range of the Canaanite expression than there is children of light. And these children of darkness are twice as wise as the children of light. Therefore, they have devised the Balaam plan, and Balak is carrying it out to perfection. Now race mixing, school busing, you're bust out of the air. Children today are going out of the way to be bust across the cities in exchange to make racial equality. That is a plan, ladies and gentlemen, to destroy not only the white race, but the black race and other races that would love to remain pure. Even the blacks in Atlanta, Georgia, are figuring out this mystery. We saw a special on that just yesterday, that they now are saying that they would rather live in their subdivisions outside of these other areas, so that they can remain culturally correct and Afro-American. They're getting the message. The Muslims, they're teaching them to refrain from mixing their seed. And yet the biggest majority of the blind people are the white race in the earth called the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Verse 3. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. When Deuteronomy, read it for yourself. Chapter 7, verse 3. Neither shall thou make marriages with them. Is there anybody that we're not supposed to marry today, preachers? Or do you marry everything that you can drag, chase, or beg into the altar where you can receive a handsome fee for performing and adding to your list of names that would attend your multicultural, interracial church? Thou shalt not make marriages with them. Thy daughter thou shalt not give unto his son, nor his daughter shalt thou take unto thy son, for they will turn away your sons from following me, that they may serve other gods, and so the anger of Yahweh will be kindled against you, and I will destroy you suddenly. Well, what is the scripture said? That day will come upon you unaware in the last days. He said, I will come suddenly, and thus shall you be dealt with. You shall destroy their altars. You shall break down their images. You shall cut down their bows and burn their graven images. For thou art a holy people. Is there any holy people else upon the earth that believe in remaining pure? I beg the question tonight, praise Yahweh. Yahweh, verse 7. He said, verse 6, for you are a holy people unto Yahweh. Yahweh, your God, hath not chosen thee because of the most people. He has chosen you because you're the fierce of all people, and he has set you to be a special people unto himself. Above all people that are upon the face of the earth, ladies and gentlemen, there is a people upon the earth that are above all the people on the earth that are special in the sight of Yahweh. That's the blessing people of Jacob Israel. We are the sheep of this pasture, and we've been a whoring out from under Yahweh, and we have brought forth bastards. Text, if we give you that, is Deuteronomy. As we go to Deuteronomy now, let me show you something here. Praise Yahweh. Let me go to the 23rd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. We're going to read to you verse 2. Here we are. A bastard shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh. Now, if you look up that word, bastard, it's menzer. And menzer is a racial, unqualified participant in the altar of Yahweh. Oh, my, my, my. That's why a bastard. A bastard is called a racial byproduct of a mixture between Israel and some of the bloodline, and it's not to be. This bastard shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh, and it takes 10 generations, ladies and gentlemen, for that seed that was perverted to be corrected. Now notice this, verse 3, an Amorite or a Moabite. Remember that was what Balaam was, a Moabite. Shall not enter the congregation of Yahweh, even to the 10th generation. They shall not enter into the congregation of Yahweh forever. Ladies and gentlemen, these racial unacceptable bloodlines are not to be brought in to the house of Yahweh. And here we are, these preachers are bringing them from far, and they're bringing them from wide to bring them into these bell boxes. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why that Yahweh said, come up from among them. For he said in John 10, 26, my sheep, hear my voice. Deuteronomy 28, 10, they shall see that you are called by the name of Yahweh and be afraid of you. Ladies and gentlemen, we dare to go where others do not go. We're not popular, of course not. We're not running a popularity contest. I'm not running for the mayor of New York City. I'm not running for the mayor of Detroit or San Francisco. I'm not courting the gay faction there or the interracial couples that are coupled together across the world tonight and mingling and mixing their seed. That's the master plan of Satan. Multicultural, multiracial intermingling is forbidden in the scriptures of Yahweh. The time will come that men will not endure sound doctrine. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 16, he says, I chose you because you are a separated people. In the 20th chapter of Leviticus, and verse 24, he said, separate yourself from all the peoples of the land and be you a separate people, and I will receive you. Satan countered every time. He's got a counter plan, ladies and gentlemen. Yahweh was to keep you separate from all the bloodlines of the earth. And Satan, in his multicultural, interracial doctrine of the false prophets of the bell boxes of the earth, they have heaped to themselves treasures for the last days. Joshua chapter 23 that I just read you, Joshua warned you to stay away from interracial marriages. My, my, my. Hallelujah. Blended colors, hodgepodge. Take it any way you can, and Yahweh will receive you, so they say. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever happened to heroes of the past, and I'm talking about when I was a young lad growing up in the 40s, when Gene Autry, Roy Rogers, Tom Mix, and likewise were heroes. Now look at the heroes that are on the movie sets today or on the television screen where we pop the filth of Los Angeles. The Los Angeles, where most of it is Canaanite controlled. And we're talking about an international cartel of evil beings that are upon the earth to ruin your children's minds. Genetic manipulation is war, ladies and gentlemen. Not only are the laws of genocide the war against you, but the genetic manipulation of the wars going on today is interracial courtships. And they practice it, they encourage it, and they teach it as an acceptable norm rather than the exception. We're daily encouraged to mix with other races. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a diabolical plot of Satan to do these things. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call tonight, and my, I wish I had another hour to conclude this message, because I'm trying to compress about a six-hour message into about 40 minutes here. But I got to pause right here at this point, and I want to give you some information on how that you can contact the shepherd's call. Praise Yahweh. Simply call me at area code 423. Take my number down. 423-626-2172. That's area code 423-626-2172. Or if you'd like to write me, simply address your letters to Pastor Betty, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. And just take us a little offering in your envelope, or call us up and just say hi to us, praise Yahweh, and we'd be very appreciative of your tithes and your offering to support the truth. If you love truth, support it. And if you don't, then you just remain silent with the majority and let the minority do the talking, praise Yahweh. Because while the big dogs are on the porch, the little dogs are hovered up downstairs, trembling on the bone, because the men of Yahweh have no fear, because Yahweh is here. Praise Yahweh. And we're going to do our best to preach the gospel. The instrument season out, reprove and rebuke with all suffering and authority and doctrine. And talk to us tonight, praise Yahweh. Call us up. We'll get friendly with you. We'd love to have your calls, praise Yahweh. I'm going to take your calls live right after the broadcast here tonight at our studios, and we're encouraging you to call us. That area code 423-626-2172. You're listening to the Shepherd's Call tonight. We're down at the end of our way. Call us up tonight at area code 423-626-2172. Until tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen, this is Pastor Betty saying, so long.
Each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.